International Student Radio Conference at Demon FM.
Welcome to another SRA podcast. This one includes the specialist music presented by Rushan Alam of BBC Radio 1, One Extra and Asian Network, Ruth Barnes from Amazing, and James Walsh from Kerrang Radio. This talk covered the people that have interests in specialist music. They talked about demos, sourcing music, and also how they work with a producer. Listen to this podcast for the highlights from the talk.
Remember to use hashtag SRAcon to join the discussion.
Because specialist radio has obviously changed quite a lot over the last couple of years with, you know, the fact that anyone can be a specialist radio presenter these days if you want to be because of the internet. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but, you know, back in the old days you had to send a tape to, you know, Radio 1 to try and be a specialist DJ. But with the amount of internet radio stations that there are around now, and with being able to do your own podcast, anyone can be specialist.
When you're a specialist presenter, obviously you're choosing, well, not all, obviously, but in my situation and a lot of people's situations, you're choosing the music or working with producers to choose the music. And that's where, for me, all the excitement comes from, knowing that you can sit down and you're playing tunes that you really want to play, that you really believe in.
What is it about the presenter that you are, or the presenter that you're listening to, that engages you and excites you about the music that you're trying to discover? I think that's where a lot of specialist presenters fall down, is that they're trying to, like, enthuse people about the music, but rather than enthusing, they're sort of telling you what's cool, and I don't think that really works. And I think especially with newer, like modern audiences, younger audiences, people are much more savvy now to like the way of the world, you know. And back in the day where you had few channels of people telling you about new music, now there's so many channels of people telling you about new music and wanting to tell you about new music. You've got to have something about your personality that enriches that experience, otherwise you're just like everyone else, basically.
You want to put yourself in a position where people are sending you music for that genre and you're having the opportunity to listen to decide what gets played and what's not gets played. In a snobbish way, as a specialist presenter, like a special producer or presenter, you should be choosing what to play and people should be coming to you. So what I would do, if you're not already, is go out and look for plumbers, look for record labels, look for indies who represent your brand or your genre and have them send you music and you decide what you're going to play, because there's so much out there.
I think that there's also, I was going to get onto it with sourcing music, especially with new music. Sometimes if you're listening to a lot of new music, and I get this, and I know you get this as well, is you start to like doubt your own ears. You start to think, like, is this any good? I'm actually not sure if it's any good, because it's the 25th band you've listened to in a day, you know, and you have to be quite strict with yourself, and I'll often just go away and be like, if I'm not hooked within the first 30 seconds, it's a no-go. Like, that has just got to be a rule.
Make sure you download tomorrow's podcast at studentradio.org.uk.